Welcome to Cannabis School. I'm your host, Jesse Angelus.
And I'm Brandon Elder.
And we're here to talk to you about everything pertaining to cannabis, from vape,
flower,
edibles,
strains,
and everything in between.
Welcome back.
Welcome, welcome.
It's good to see you guys.
Well, I can't see you. Well, except maybe you. And please pull up your pants. But this is awesome. We're so excited to be able to be here today. And we're going to be able to review a cool
a local pod.
This is Dragonfly Wellness for our Utah listeners.
Yeah.
You can go pick this up. And today we're going to be reviewing J1.
Oh, hell yeah.
J1. What's
a really good sativa strain.
Yes.
Mixed with Jack Herrera and Skunk One.
Yeah, and it's got a terpene in it that I consider a sativa enhancer, which is terpenylene.
Yeah.
And
it's also got beta-myrcene, limonene, and beta-pinene.
Yeah, but the terpenylene is like super high amounts. And I find that in a sativa form, and here, sir, you should start hitting this now. But the carts that we have, we got a half gram cart. They don't have a full gram cart anymore at this place, but you can find this strain pretty much anywhere. And J1 is a mix of Skunk One and Jack Herrera. For those Jack Herrera sativa users, I got a good friend. He lives out in Texas right now for the moment. He loves Jack Herrera. It's like one of his favorite all-time strains. For me, I really enjoy it, but it's a disty. So it's not, the taste isn't great. I wonder what it would be like in flower. It must be delicious on that side.
They did have it in flower.
I don't know why I say delicious, because sometimes it's just burning plant. Like,
but sometimes it is.
It is Tropicana cherries. Yeah, it's fantastic. Runts. Oh, key lime pie.
Interesting. So the first thing that they report patients use this for or have improvement on is pain.
Yeah, no, it works with pain. Great, actually, that's fantastic. So I had this like really bad like elbow pain from the gym. I was just too much weight being done. And so I actually smoked that quite a bit. Now, the beta-carophyllene in that one is pretty strong. It's very peppery. But after, I thought it was just me, dude. I seriously thought it was just me. Here, I'll take a couple hits while you're...
Oh, it's a coffee strain.
Dude, for sure. But I will tell you this.
Holy shit.
Only after the first few hits.
Right behind the eyes.
Oh, yeah. Right in the back of the throat.
Oh, man. Yeah. Right to the throat, for sure. Holy shit. You know what's interesting? In the description of this one, they mentioned the caryophyllene. In the actual terpene profile, they don't. Which is so, so interesting to me.
So
because I
minor.
feel like it would have it down there, but... It is very, like, that is what you get.
Now, it's funny.
A lot of those peppery tones.
Even though that this is very peppery, it'll be for the first few hits. After that, you could puff on this very...
easily.
Yeah, very frequently.
Isn't that weird how strains do that? You'll get one and you start, and the first few hits will make you cough. And then after that, you're fine.
Yeah, I find myself like one of the things that'll make me cough really hard are concentrates. Concentrates make me cough really hard, but it's okay. I find that I don't cough as much depending on what I'm smoking. So flower, burning plant out of the jet filtration system, bong.
I cough less.
Cough way less. If I smoke out of a bubbler, like that little one from MJ Arsenal that I have.
Oh,
that thing is fantastic. And I like it. It reduces the harshness of the smoke, but you only get like your first two hits. Like unless you're cleaning that thing like every single time with ISO or with Zep.
Yeah.
It's not the best, but it's okay. It's fast. When you go through a vaporizer though, I find that I cough more with flower.
Same.
Because it's so, and I think it's the vaporizer that we're using, which is Storz & Bickel. I mean, they're just awesome.
Oh, they're great. I love
fantastic.
Them.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Not to say that the other vaporizers weren't as good, but I have to say, I mean, they weren't as good. They were good.
They're great pieces.
Yeah.
They're just like slight differences that we like more with
the
Storz & Bickel.
The engineering, the way it works.
But they're not everyone's price point. And go check out our Dryer Vapes episode if you're looking for one that is not Storz & Bickel that might be in your range.
Yeah. And for those that are like that, now the pod delivery system that they have, it's very, if not, it's identical to Stizzy.
Mm-hmm.
Stizzy's are great. The only thing I've never really enjoyed is this system, the magnetic system. And the only reason why I didn't like it before with Stizzy is that it would get clogs.
Oh, and you had to reset it every time with the Stizzy.
Yeah, I'd have to reset it. I haven't had to reset mine. Not once. The battery life lasts a long time. They actually have a really cool thing they're going to be doing for us.
Oh, yeah, they are. Yeah. They're going to put our label.
Yeah, our logo is going to be right on here. So, you know, maybe, I don't know. I don't know if they're going to offer them too. Yeah, because that would be really cool. Because wherever you're at, you know, this is a universal pod system.
Did you try it with the Stizzy yet?
No, I don't know where it is. I got to find it. It's somewhere.
Okay.
I've got tons of shit in my house, so I'm just like, I got to find it.
So with these pods, have you gone all the way down through a cart?
Yeah.
The reason why I ask is because I feel like the Cindy Cheese one, when I look at the bottom, I feel like I'm not really getting any smoke out now at this point, but I still can see concentrated.
I burned mine. So you have the little window like your Stizzy.
Mm-hmm.
And in the window, I had it all the way past the bottom and still going with my J1. This is my favorite pod. I love the Cindy Cheese. I really liked Cindy Cheese.
Me too.
The taste.
Mm-hmm.
This is so cool. It's like a blue cheesy type of taste. Yeah.
I like the experience from it. Cindy Cheese was a fantastic. I really enjoyed that one.
Yeah. But this is a very uplifting. It's a slightly talkative. You will get dry mouth with this.
Okay.
It is prone for dry mouth. Hey, and speaking of dry mouth.
Lubricity.
Get it at your local store.
At their website.
Well, if you're on the East Coast, you guys can hook this up. You can go to any Walmart, CVS, Walgreens. I mean, they're everywhere, pretty much.
It was Walmart, at least.
Yeah. But I mean,
it might have been CVS, too. There was a couple stores that they were all over the East Coast.
No, I'll tell you. But if not,
the website's below, and you can save 20% with code CSP20.
Yeah. Go see CSP20. It's totally worth it. The reason why I'm saying is that for the strain that we're smoking right now, this is cotton mouthy, and we're going to continue hitting this pen till we get the full effect. Now, I'm already feeling it. It's a very warm sensation. That's the beta caraflame from the cough. You feel it warm from the inside.
It feels a lot more illuminated than the last strain.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I had this last night going to this networking thing, you know, way up in North Salt Lake.
Yeah.
Man, I was able to maintain a very lucid, very fun conversation. And I was putting things together like puzzles. So like for work strain, this is great. Productivity strain, fantastic.
They label this as like a morning, afternoon, kind of daytime use strain. So I can imagine for work and everything else would be fantastic. At this moment, I don't feel hazy. I don't feel foggy. I feel really clear-headed. And coming off of the one we did before, it wasn't super heavy, but...
Well, but it definitely has its staying power. Mm-hmm. It was because, like, normally, you know, when we have to refresh before we go to the next strain, like, I totally... Like, that was a longer spell to kind of come out of, you know? And luckily, knowing what we know, I mean, you're being able to put it into, like, oh, I'm just going to get rid of this. And, you know, the time duration, and I was like, that is a strong... Because it was a high percentage strain.
Yeah, as far as mid-20s. Yeah.
So I think it's like the staying power. But this one, man, when you have it, like I've only had, was it two hits?
Probably.
You've had about?
I had two.
Two?
Mm-hmm.
Now we go up to three and you start feeling a little bit different. And it's actually really good.
Yeah, this one's at 81% THC. It's also got THCV, CBD, CBG, CBC, and CBN. That's what I like. More dispensaries, more grows, more... places are putting out a wider, more diverse product range. Like they have more cannabinoids, more terpenes present usually. I feel like products from 5, 6, 8 years, 10 years has drastically changed.
Oh, it's so much different. I mean, I remember like some of those disposable pens you'd bring back from Colorado had like the stylus on the end of it. Like, I don't know what person is just like loves using styluses on their phone. This is the reason why we have touchscreen phones. I always think of Palm Pilots with that shit. Right. But I love that little pen back then. But now what I know, like, I didn't know enough about what was even in it. I didn't even care.
Well, it was
know.
The first ones. They didn't have much around, you know?
Yeah.
And the really quality strange. Was very different. Like, oh, they were different. dark oils from them. Yeah. Like,
dark, like amber brown.
Flavors were very different. Ooh. It was, yeah.
But now, I mean, I think it's over time and a refined palate with cannabis, you start being able to taste it. Now, even in a disty, you know, when it talks about skunk one and Jack Rare, it does have notes of Jack. I'm a big fan of Jack. Love
definitely
Jack.
Definitely has some spicy tones.
Spicy, but it's not as bad on the third hit. Not even close. And Brandon's going for a four. And this, like I told you, I can have a good amount of it. And it's nice enough where it's a high energizing sativa. But also, if you take it within quick succession, like four hits within about, I would say in a 5 minute range, it's sedative where I can feel very, very relaxed and I will go to sleep. And sometimes I just don't want to get out of bed because I know people say, well, you know, it actually prevents you from getting really good sleep. Like, yeah, that may be so for many different people, but you got to remember your endocannabinoid system is completely different from the next person. So one person may not experience REM sleep and another one can't achieve deep sleep without using cannabis. Yeah. And that for me, sometimes I need something that's going to hit, but oddly enough, because of the ADHD, I think, you know, just the way my brain is wired to constantly want dopamine in amounts where I can't produce enough of it on my own, this helps out by lifting me up. I think that's why I like sativa so much is because I feel it drives my dopamine higher and it feels really good. Now, with this one, though, I do feel a little tightness in the chest, just a little bit. And it's like right here, right
in
nipple range, right? Feel it in here. I feel it slightly in my back. I don't feel it in my head.
Shoulders.
Yeah, my shoulders just a little bit. But it's a nice uplifting strain. And to say that, because I've tried other brands. I mean, we tried, like we talked about Betty from, Cindy Cheese.
Yep.
That's local. And I really like these carts. I really like these pods. I think 510 threads just, for some reason, they just feel better as far as the value. These ones is kind of hard to tell. It's the only reason why it's like I don't like these pods is that it's hard to tell like how much I actually have left.
Yeah, I felt like I wasn't able to get all of it out. And maybe I'm wrong. Like, I'm not 100% certain. I'd have to go really look at it. I just was like, it's not doing it. I looked and I'm like, it looks like it's still got stuff in it. I'm like, whatever, I'll grab a different card.
Yeah.
Because to me, it wasn't a big deal. But at the same time, to someone who maybe is needing to get every bang for their buck, every last drop of their medicine out, is that going to be the best option? I don't know. I guess we'd have to see.
Yeah. I mean,
but I love it. I like the style.
So the reason why I wanted to go up on this is that I knew what it would do. So because the linalool is not as high, and the terpenylene is high, it still has the effect of being able to give you a little bit of the anxiousness feel. I get anxious on this when I have too much. Now, people may be thinking, well, yeah, it's sativa. It's going to make you anxious. Not always.
Yeah, not always.
Not always. And looking at it as like all sativas are going to be an upper is not necessarily true. It is going to be more leaning on your terpenes and what they're going to be able to do for you. Like if you have a one that has a high amount of myrcene in it and then a little bit of linalool and terpenylene, it's not.
Did the lemon juice bring down your experience or were like, did you level out or were you still pretty relaxed after the last strain?
Oh no, I was still pretty relaxed. I mean, it takes it down like the psychedelic.
Cause I feel relaxed pretty, I still feel pretty relaxed.
Oh yeah.
My hands feel relaxed. My arms feel pretty relaxed. My shoulders have this tightness now. Aside from that, like I feel incredibly clear.
Yeah.
I feel like visually the lights seem a little brighter.
No, they are. They usually are. And it just depends on how much you're taking. And I knew where I was at, and now I feel slightly uneasy. Not panicky, but uneasy. And tightness in my jaw.
Oh.
Very weird. Yeah, but it's usually in higher amounts of what I found in terpenylene and beta carotene.
Yeah.
Weird, huh?
Yeah.
When you increase the dose, now you're there. So
it's not bad. It's just a little bit.
It's weird, mm-hmm. though. And it's right there. And so it gives this sense of constricting a little bit. And I'm thinking like a boa wrapped around you and just slightly squeezing, like, bitch, I could kill you.
Maybe
I
it's
love
just.
You. I'll kill you, bitch. And you're just like, what? What? Because that's how it feels to me around my chest, around my thorax, right? I feel it here. It's
there.
It's like here, and it's like slight pressure. And the reason why I wanted to get to this state and talk about it is that we often think that a cart will only take us so far.
And they can. It just depends on what that so far is.
And knowing what is in it, knowing the percentages of terpenes inside of there, will give you a pretty good indication of what you're about to experience. Now, because I'm experiencing this tightness and Brandon is not, that's a...
Some, just in my... I notice it in my cheeks, jaw. In my jaw.
Yeah, weird.
A little bit in my shoulders. But that's it right now.
So when I have too much of this, my stomach hurts.
Oh, shit.
Weird. Because cannabis for me... has always been my go-to. If I have a stomach ache, if I have, you know, intestinal problems, I go to cannabis and it takes care of it. This one, it's strange. So for me, it's really good because I know my threshold is anywhere from about 3 to 4 hits over an hour.
Okay. Yeah.
So I'll take 1, maybe 2 hits and then I'll wait
for a little bit
and then I'll have another more.
Yeah.
So when it's spaced out, so if you hit this fast, and you're a light to moderate user, such as myself, and a moderate user, meaning I use a little bit every day. But now I probably consider myself a heavier user as of late because I use it in the morning and then I'll use it again later
but
on
again,
then, and
like,
then in the afternoon and in the evening. There's like 5 times I'm stepping out, bro.
But I wonder, like...
I mean, I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just saying it's where I'm at. And that's
a lot. I'm trying to look at that and go... Would I classify that as a heavy user in my eyes? Like, and where in my eyes is a heavy user?
Okay.
I deem myself as a heavy user.
And a heavy user would mean?
I don't know. I don't have a classification of like a weight amount of what it would be.
Like, or, I mean, how many times would you say that you find yourself puffing?
Indefinitely.
Okay. So it's just whenever.
There is no, yeah. Because it's some mornings I wake up and I don't hurt as much. And I've got stuff that I'm doing, and my first focus isn't, hey, I should take a hit. Other days, I get up and I am hurting, and the first thing I think of is, I should take a hit. And so it really depends, but because this is how I function, I would guess that I'm puffing 2 to 3 times an hour.
Oh, okay, yeah, no, I'm more of like
yeah, so
5 times a day.
In a day. So then I look at it, and I'm like, okay, but... In those 5 times in a day, were you just lightly using? Were you like, were you high each time? Like,
no.
Obviously, sometimes maybe yes, because it's the end of the day or whatever. But so I look at those and go, okay, well, are you a heavy consumer? No, because in my eyes, I look at it, well, you maybe had a microdose here, a microdose there, a normal dose there, and then you had some fun at night when you got home.
Okay, yeah. So a moderate user, definitely. And I'm glad that we're defining that. Because,
but in my eyes, everyone's got their own perspective.
But that's, you know, but it's a very, it's a sensible response because I'm thinking of it in a way of going, well, if I was a heavy user, that's like 2 to 3 times an hour where I'm using.
Or, like, or it's dosing. What is the dose you're using? Are you getting, like, how are you feeling when you use it? Like, it's the intent. Are you getting high every time you use it?
Exactly. I mean, you know, like a 1/2 ounce for me would go a long way.
Oh, yeah. A 1/2 ounce for me. It depends. It depends on what other products I have.
But I mean, if you're just saying straight flour.
And that's all I use, that would last me a week.
Yeah.
If that.
Yeah. See, for me, like.
And that's because I'm being conservative, I feel like, at this point.
Yeah, but we're just spreading it out between other types of products from carts to concentrates.
But if I just had endless and would use it the doses of what I would use, I would probably go through, it sucks to say, but several ounces every week, because I would have really high dose edibles. I would smoke plenty every week. I would have tinctures. I would have all of this stuff, but I would go through ounces upon ounces every week. And I know I would.
Yeah. Well, that kind of goes with knowing your dose and then even being able to come down, and that's what I was actually kind of thinking about, because somebody was talking to me about when they took a tea break. It's kind of hard to go completely cold. And on top of it, they're trying to be able to give their body a reset, but they needed something to take the edge off. And that's how I started thinking about Cycling Frog, because this is hemp-derived. It is hemp-derived THC, Delta 9, but it is by far the most relaxing out of any of the drinkables we've tried. It's chill. It's good tasting.
Tea breaks are, everyone has their own version of what a tea break is for them.
Yeah.
And for me, usually a tea break is changing my dosing, changing my frequency. Mm-hmm. I still consume every day.
Changing the delivery method.
Yes. And I still consume every day. But instead, I'm trying to draw it out longer. I'm trying to use smaller doses and incorporate other cannabinoids.
Yeah.
Fuck Delta 8, but CBN, CBG, CBD, THCV, any of these other ones. Those are a million times better. That's how I try and manage it and do a tea break I'm just going to reduce the amount of THC and the frequency of THC that I have in my body.
Mm.
And then that can still help your tolerance come down. You don't have, because sometimes it is really hard to go, hey, I'm going to go cold turkey.
Yeah.
Whether it's anxiety, depression, stress, or pain, your doctor wouldn't recommend you doing that with your medication anyway. Your doctor wouldn't go, hey, I know you've got anxiety and you take these meds every day, but what I want you to do is just take a couple days off.
Yeah. I've actually thought about that lately. And by the way, the anxiousness is left, so it's very short-lived, even if you put too much into it. But it's very clear. It's nice and relaxing, calm.
I don't have... The tightness isn't quite as bad.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
That's so it dissipates weird, quickly. The stomach ache is gone, too. It's just short. It's very strange. But when you're talking about tea breaks, I've thought about that lately. And I'm like, maybe I should do one. And I don't think it's me not wanting to do it. My wife would say, you're using it so you don't have to feel life right now. I don't think that's even closely true. I don't disassociate when I have cannabis. And all of my anxieties and worries are still there. But my appreciation, my gratefulness, and my love, it actually kind of overpowers that. So I try not to think about those things, saying it'll be taken care of. But I just have to keep moving forward, because the moment I stop, the moment things stop, the moment life stops. But taking a tea break, I find to be depending on where we are at emotionally, is really hard to do. I talked to this other kid. He said he had to stop using because his wife gets pissed all the time because he uses all the time. And yet he's like, I could do 500 milligrams and still be totally fine. I'm like, when you mean not feel it? He goes, I'll feel a little bit, but not crazy. And I'm like, that's insane. And he's just like, yeah, I just need to take a break. And I'm like, it could be just what else you're putting into your body.
I mean, if you're using that regularly and he's like, hey, I'm taking 500 milligrams all the time and I don't feel it. And his wife's noticing, maybe to him, maybe it is an abuse.
Yeah.
There are, just like anything, there is any ability to abuse anything. However, it's like we talk about all the time. What is the intent?
Yeah.
Okay, well, just like every other medication that you get from any doctor everywhere, no doctor's going, unless it's harmful for you and it's not a long-term solution, are they going to try and wean you off of that?
No.
Otherwise, it is a consistent thing that you always take.
I'd say when you don't have cannabis, it may suck for a little bit, but honestly, it's not as bad. I've heard horror stories of people who had to detox from cannabis, but I just kind of put into that's something else going on. It's like this person I heard who took ketamine for the first time and they were on a low dose And they said that they couldn't breathe and that it's still in their system the next day and they're throwing up. It leaves your body fast.
It's all up here.
Yeah, yeah. This person had a psychological break. So when somebody has something such as a mild hallucinogen such as cannabis, you know, yeah, you can run the risk of just kind of like going too far into it.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I mean, this type of strain right now, in medium doses, so like 1 to 2 hits,
yeah,
I think is great for productivity. Anything past that, it does make you feel a little lethargic.
I'd probably do like 3 hits, wait like 20 minutes, take another hit, probably another 20 minutes after that, take another hit. Probably another 20 minutes after that, take another hit.
And for you regular people over there, you could start with 1 to 2, and then in an hour, try another one.
Yeah, exactly. So, like we said, heavy users, moderate users, low tolerance users, everyone's got their dose. And then, you know, go low and go slow and find yours.
Yeah, and with J1, check it out. I mean, I've never tried Skunk 1.
I have it. We just have to try it. So... maybe that'll be another episode.
Shit, yeah, it's going to be another episode. Probably won't fall in this one. Yeah, it's really good. I like this. It's a good sativa one, but know that it's not like a hyper one. It's not like, oh, I got to do a ton of stuff, like how Tropicana Cherries is for me.
Yeah, it's not a high energy one, at least in combination with the GG5 from before, but it is like a very clear-headed, focused.
Well, and you can use this for pain. It really does. For mild pain, this is great.
I feel like it's kind of taken a little bit of the sharpness from the pain in my back, but it's introduced tension, like a little bit of tension in my shoulders. Mm. But that's kind of going away. So
yeah, I enjoy this. It's a really good strain. It's why I got another one of them, because it's fantastic. This is from our friends at Dragonfly. Shout out to those guys, all the bud tenders out there. You guys are awesome. Super cool.
Level to help.
Very informative, dude.
They're super. Great people up there.
Yeah,
I feel like
awesome.
It's fantastic.
You know, we got to drive like a few cities, several cities.
That's about an hour, I think, from my house.
Yeah, it's about a full county away.
Yeah,
It's totally worth the drive because, one, they just have impeccable service, but two, they really know what they're talking about over there. So it's nice because their bud tenders are pretty informed.
And so much happier with their products versus the other ones that we found here in Utah. So
I by far, and we're not just saying that just because, you know, they're friends of ours. We just really have enjoyed their product.
Yeah.
Their flower is bomb. It's pretty good. I really enjoy their flower. Malawi Sunrise. If you haven't heard that episode, go back and listen to it. And if you're in Utah, you know,
check it out.
Don't buy it all because fuck, I want some too.
For reals.
Yeah. Okay. Well, everybody, man, thank you so much for our Patreon supporters. We love you guys. Thank you so much. We're able to reach more people. We've been able to continuously put out more. I know we've been over here saying, yes, it's coming out. Second episodes every week is going to come out. We're almost there.
It's coming soon.
Yeah, real soon. We've got some awesome guests, real good topics, random topics. But that's what we're doing. We're putting this effort towards that so we can be able to make this more from what you guys have been asking us.
Yeah. And as always, love you guys.
Yeah.
Catch you next week.